In this session of the Entrepreneur Foundation, we're going to get right down to examining what is it that I want in my life that my business can help me with. And then we're going to look at the practical financial implications of what it is I want. What will I then have to create financially in order to support what I want? And the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is to draw down, is to download from this page a form with a number of headings on that we'll discuss one by one. Please go and pull down that "What do I want?" set of forms right now. What we're now going to do together is to look at a subject heading, and then I'm going to allow you a few minutes to write down your thoughts. And I would ask you to engage with this particular session. If you avoid this session, you're going to miss out on creating the core, the beating heart, the very spirit and purpose of your business plan when we come to create your business plan. And that seems to me pointless to do, to skip this and end up with a business plan which has a shallow objective which will never drive you towards the kind of purpose-driven business, purpose, passion and profit that you deserve in your life. So I'd engage with this if I were you and give it some serious attention. Because otherwise you could end up with a business which is not fulfilling, which will not allow you to exercise your genius, and will never allow you to feel the passion that great business leaders seem to feel. So, let's look at the first stage. Let's look at the first question, which is the question of accomplishment. What have you accomplished in your life is the first question that has left you feeling so fulfilled, incredibly fulfilled, and left you with a sense of great joy. What have you accomplished in your life that you're incredibly proud of? Please examine that now and write down your first thoughts and feelings as they flow out. Now that you've engaged with the question, what is your accomplishment, let's look at the second question. What are your capabilities? What does this mean? Well, this means the question is asking, what are you capable of doing? What are your skills and your expertise that naturally come to you that you wonder as you exercise them, well, what's all the fuss about? Why is everybody striving so hard? This is like breathing in and out. What are your capabilities at which you're brilliant at naturally? Try working that through and letting your thoughts and feelings come out on the page under the question, your capabilities. Now it's time to look at the passion question. And the passion question says this, it asks this particular question of you, your passion. What is it that you're so passionate about that it burns you and fires you up with a sense of commitment and exhilaration? What is your passion? Feel that, think about it, and as quickly as you can, write down the answers that come to you straight away. Don't spend too long pondering it, giving your immediate reactions to the question, your passion. Finally, let's look at what I call your contribution. What is the difference that you can make through your business? What is the contribution and legacy that your small business can leave behind in this world, professionally or otherwise? What is the mark you can make on the planet? What's your contribution? Write down your thoughts and feelings about that right now. Now that you've examined and revealed to yourself what drives you, what fires you up, what is your genius, what gives you the heart and soul to charge on and drive through disappointment and frustration, now that you've done that, you're ready to put some meat on the bones. And now what we're going to do is add some financial structure to the answer to the question, what is it I want?